Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore.
Jesse, I was so privileged to have DJ Jesse engineer this show.
DJ Jesse Janity is in the house.
Welcome, everyone. Jersey Shore, Season 4, Episode 7, Italian Shore. I'm Kevin K-Wow Undergaro, joined by my co-host,
Mari the Scoop Fagel.
In studio with us.
Wait.
Whoa, what?
I need you guys to take in this.
All right, here we go.
And I need you to give all full props to the fist pump that's about to happen right now. Because, forget, we always do our little prayer, but I think we need to fist pump. Here we go. Turn me on. Thank you, guys.
Remember when I get to, like, suck on Mari's bottom lip, like they make out on Jersey Shore?
Whoa.
Right? No, that'll be you fist pump and then you swallow the girl's lip, right?
That's when we go to the saddle range.
Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of which, we're missing our usual two co-hosts. Actually, we're missing three co-hosts this week. We're missing Rocky Rookie Stryer, and we're missing our lovely ladies from the Saddle Ranch.
I flew in because I was told the Saddle Ranch girls were going to be here.
I know, Jess, what happened with our girls?
Well,
you know what?
Yeah, I really don't know where the ball dropped.
Nicolette and
Wait, we're getting to Nicolette. What are you doing? See, Mari, when you drink, Mari, you lose your game. Stop.
Yeah, because I was just going to say.
Thank you.
Now,
yeah.
Look.
I think we're more than.
Whoa.
It's cool.
We have an all-star team this year for Jersey Shore, but I will say, in time for the Emmys, if we're going to lose anybody, at least we gain the three of you guys. Yeah. I mean, replacing Ed Bowling, we have Ian Kaiser.
Sometimes called the wet blanket.
The wet blanket. No, you'll represent what we like to call the left wing of the Jersey Shore. Generally, Ed comes in here to tell us how bad he hates the kids on this show, how crazy they are, how stupid they are, how insane they are. You were the original. This position.
OG.
Yeah,
can I make a confession?
You originally started this position, and it's just wonderful to have you back in studio.
It's over.
You've finally joined.
You don't understand. Like, I've come to a realization. I've spent a lot of time hating on the show, talking about how it's the beginning of the apocalypse. It's the seeds of everything, the unraveling our democracy, and everything that's wrong with society. Mm-hmm. The truth is, I am so unbelievably envious of these people and the life they live. I couldn't admit it. That's all it is.
Are you being honest?
And like when I was just fist pumping there, and I like I felt like I was part of the life.
So
yes.
Fun.
Like get me an affliction t-shirt.
Wait.
And get me on the shore.
Are you being honest? Because before we went up, he's like, I'm thinking of turning. And is this shtick?
It's not.
Because I don't want shtick.
It's not
because that's exactly how I was evolved enough to turn my envy into something positive and say, you know what, if I can't be them, I'm going to sit on the sidelines. I'm going to drink with them in front of the TV, and I'm going to root for them.
Yeah, the
because
fact is, yeah.
I want that life. I said that from the beginning. It's like I went totally wrong in my 20s and 30s by working like an idiot when I could have been doing this. I could have been drinking, going to clubs, doing gym tan laundry. My life would have been amazing. And instead, look at me.
He is swack jacking okay. y'all's position.
So wait. Before we get there, Nicoletta, because we have.
Was I accused of swack jacking?
Wait.
I am not a swack jacker.
Wait.
Can we listen?
We have DJ Jesse in the booth. We have Mari Scoop Fagel here to the left of me.
Who was an OG host. I just have to remind everyone.
From the very beginning.
The very first episode of AfterBuzz TV was Jersey Shore, season 3. And I was there from the beginning.
That's why we love her. One of the pets of AfterBuzz. And, of course, Ian Kaiser Sose, thank you very much. And we have Nicoletta Stiletta, 20-year-old.
I do like my stilettos.
This is a 20-year-old model. And I think this has got to do with Ian's change, his swerve.
He really likes the show.
She really likes the show.
I have Ian next to a 20-year-old model.
Ian has flipped, which is fine.
Yeah, he's on my team now.
You've so flipped.
She was eating it up. She believed
and now next yeah. week. Was... And now next week he'll be back to the wet blanket. Just be the wet blanket. She's gonna like you anyway.
Can you leave room?
This is why I get down on guys like you, for getting down on guys this. How is that any different? What they're doing every weekend with smushing with girls, whatever. But you. Because you come off like a gentleman and an intellectual and all these other things, you're still hitting on a 20-year-old model.
Okay, that's his way.
That's why he's amazing.
He's so evolved.
But these guys are more direct. I have more respect for them. Honestly, there's millions of guys like you out there, Ian.
This is how you do the scam.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Jeez, what are your interests? These guys, they come right at you.
You recognize that everybody who watches After, but you've ruined my game forever. It's done.
All you've got to ask them is, are you DTF? And then it's over.
You know what I'm saying? Because you guys are making fun of them again. There you go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
Anyway, Nicoletta Stiletta. She's a model. She's here. She's 20. We're excited to have you.
I'm excited to be here.
And even in our little audience of one, we have our own AfterBuzz Jackie Moran from. We couldn't get her in time to watch the episode. I would have loved your thoughts, but we're going to get you to chime in anyway.
She'll be joining us for America's Next Top Model in 1 hour. Nicoletta, Jackie, and I, and we have a model contestant calling in.
And as I say, why we don't have an AfterBuzz calendar? With the girls that we have here, my effing God, you know, if you guys go to Ustream, believe me, you'll
just
see.
Just making a correction real quick. It's Nicolette, but I like the Nicolette.
Why added Nicoletta Stiletta? Because yeah, I needed to rhyme Stiletta. Sorry.
I do like that, though. I was just chiming Nicolette in.
What can I come up with?
I like Nicoletta Stiletta. Nicoletta Stiletta. Because Stiletta. I do like stilettos.
Of course.
I rock the stilettos all the time.
I knew. All right.
I'm wearing stilettos right now.
Anyway, here we are. You guys know who we are. We're watching this episode. Last week was a little bit of a slower episode, and I know, Mari, before you jump in and disagree with me, I felt like tonight's episode was weak. I know there was a lot of laughs, but it was almost like a sitcom with no A plot or B plot, and it reminded me almost like a silent film of the 20s. A lot of shtick, a lot of falling down, a lot of...
Like the real world.
Yeah, but even the real world had stories, especially with Dustin this year, and I think they had some great moments there. This episode... It just was like just joke after joke. And, you know, how many Guidos does it take to put luggage on a car? And
well, the real world always
the used fake situation we saw on the blast in the glass. Italy has a Caribbean island, you know, don't do a drunken buy. I mean, it was just too much of it. And what I like about the episodes is that we bounce that off with the crazy drama.
Okay, I'm going to let you finish up your argument, all of you who say this was a boring episode, and then I'm going to refute that.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I'm not sure if it was because I was drunk while watching the episode and I have adopted the Kevin
Undergaro
way, but when you got Team Meatball going crazy, you don't need plot A, plot B. I don't need the overproduced dick in the soup. This is plot A. This is plot B. I don't need that. All I need is some drunk Team Meatball showing their kookas, making out with each other, running into the bush.
I like that, but then it's going to be...
It's hysterical. spectacle. It's gonna pay off. It's fun to watch.
No,
it's gonna
end with a brawl. It's cause, I don't know.
I don't like the drama. I don't like the Ronnie Sammy fights. We've had too much of that. I don't like all the drama.
That was the drama that you needed.
I think that was the drama that you needed.
I love the Ronnie Sammy.
Yeah, by the way, Jesse, you and 9 million other people. Let's call it what it is. Everyone at the end of every year says, I'm sick of Ronnie and Sammy. Really? Are you all sick of it? Because the numbers indicate otherwise.
Right. I am over the Ronnie and Sammy.
If you did this, episode every week.
Meatballs kissing.
And if you see this every week, the show would get boring. It would go away.
Okay. I think you could put this on HBO, run it on a loop 24/7.
Here we go.
Follow them around with the camera. And
oh,
it would be,
this guy is so funny. Oh, my God.
I agree.
Really? I agree. Oh, wow. And it works. How come I've been trying to make out with Mari for three seasons? I get her drunk. I do everything.
Let me tell my pro team meatball stance. I am not even 5'1". I am a meatballer, okay? So I like watching team meatball. I like seeing them get drunk. It reminds me of my college days. And I like seeing it. It's fun to watch. I don't need
some scripted plots.
I don't need some scripted drama. I want to see them real. I want to see them getting drunk. This brings it back to OG Jersey Shore for me.
No,
I don't
because
need them
OG,
in Florence.
Wait,
I don't need
OG
them in Florence.
Always had. Yes, the setting was better. I'll give you that. But OG Jersey Shore was this, but it was Ronnie fighting on the boulevard. It was Ronnie and Sammy fighting. It was heat between.
Who likes that?
This is such a different
way. Me and all of America.
This was definitely. Do you want to see a couple that's not meant to be together fight every week that's entertaining to you?
That's the Jersey Shore.
Kevin
Gold. No, the Jersey Shore is partying and getting drunk. And of anyone, I would think that you would do that.
So then why weren't, you know, Jay Wow and Sammy the sweetheart? Freaking getting involved.
Because
in
we listen.
Drama.
I know you're jumping in. Listen,
you're too uptight.
Ian, I don't want to disrespect your future wife here.
Careful.
Let me be careful.
Tread lightly.
This is your first week with us, but we've been breaking it down every week. We see Sammy and we see JWoww growing increasingly bored in the background. They're going through the motions. They've just both evolved to the point where. It seems like they just want boyfriends and they don't really want this craziness anymore.
Gotcha.
And if you look at those earlier episodes, you see them dancing, but they're kind of like rolling their eyes and they're going along with it. It's a great gig. It's great for their careers. But Jenny continues to be the mom of the house. I mean, she's the only one worried about
these
two.
It's boring. It's boring to watch.
Listen, Kevin, you've changed, I think. You sound like you should go watch a David Mamet film or something. You used to be the person who loved watching these kids be amazing.
You said at the top of the show that you live vicariously through them. That you wish you could party like them. So why would you rather watch the drama than them partying, which is what they do best?
Because it's the balance. We've always had the drama with the craziness. There's no schmushing, nothing this episode.
Yeah, I was really disappointed that Ronnie and Sam haven't smushed yet.
But interesting enough, they got into bed together. No, I don't know if anyone caught that one brief shot in black and white. She got in bed with Ronnie.
Right. But
so they're playing it like they're separate because they're saving it. Because let me tell you, fans at home, little Sally, the executive producer of the show, it's her one smart little Guidette. I put my faith in her. This is fine. This is the calm before the storm.
Gotcha.
I know what's going to happen next week. We'll talk about Snooki and her guy. Oh, but we're not done with Ronnie and Sammy by a long shot.
Okay, listeners, I want you to tweet at us and tell us whether you like this episode better or not. Because personally, I think this is getting back to their roots. It is a Thursday night. You want
to
watch people getting drunk and laugh. You don't
want
to watch
the
drama of Ronnie and Sammy going at it yet again. I am over that. I've been over that since season one, since season two, since season three, and now in season four. I am over it. I want to see them getting drunk and partying.
That's good. You're over it. The rest of the country isn't. Their numbers keep going up. If you did this every week, your numbers would go down.
Okay,
that's
tweet
it.
At
People
us.
Want high art.
Kevin and
they
I are making a bet.
Kevin,
they want high art.
Oh my God.
High art and his...
Ian, you are so intelligent. Ian, no, you are. You are so cultured. You're so intelligent. I'm so grateful that the world has people like you to help us. And Nicolette, you've made a wonderful selection. This is clearly a great guy. It all worked out for you, Ian, didn't it? You waltz into AfterBuzz like you always do. You're one step above all of us. Your IQ is clearly much higher. You come in here and look at now.
I think the problem is you think I'm being sarcastic.
And now look what you have. You got a 20-year-old supermodel. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. That's great. I'm sure now Jackie's over there tweeting. But Jackie, now, just so you know, if a good thing that, you know, Nicolette's here, because you'd be the one with a new husband. So, yeah.
No, we're gonna corral Ian onto our America's Next Top Model.
You're supposed to defend
him. Yeah, Ian.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Ian, your take on America's Top Model, could you imagine? Wow, I may even stay in the studio. Jess, do you mind if I work the booth during that show?
I think I could learn.
How much are you going to contribute to Top Model?
I think I have a consistent point of view. I think I've always
what?
I think
whatever anyone else's view is.
Yes.
No, leave some room for some contradiction. Like, I think I said, I'm envious of the lifestyle they live. Do I think that it's destructive?
First of all, it's the first time you've ever said that, and it was shtick.
It wasn't shtick.
So
I think it's a big burden to admit that, like, I'm not capable.
If you're being honest, but you're not.
But at the same time, I think that, yes, what the lifestyle they're living, and this is the truth, is very destructive. I think people watch it. And, you know, to say that it's the apocalypse is maybe a bit hyperbolic, but I do think that it's...
I don't know if this is going to work out because I can't understand those big words.
You've got a high IQ.
Well, I know what it means, but I don't use it.
Like
exaggerating.
Can you use it in
like
a sentence?
Like hyperbole.
Jesse, what does it mean?
Exaggerating. You're exaggerating.
Jackie, do you know what it means?
Hyperbole.
No, Jackie's a blonde model.
To exaggerate.
Jackie's another supermodel. Now, she's impressed.
Whoa, he said hyperbolic.
Whoa.
Jackie is a very, very intelligent goddess supermodel.
All right, but she doesn't know hyperbolic either.
She just doesn't want to answer the question right now.
Yeah.
Hyperbolic.
No,
like,
it's basically, I'm sorry, let me take it back to Jersey Shore.
Could you use
Jersey
sentence,
Shore? I might, you know, be flexing a bit, fronting, but...
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Take it back down to our level.
Anyways, yeah. No, but the idea is that... But yes, I still think there's destructive elements, and that's the truth. But I could still think that, yeah, it's pretty awesome. Like, I could watch... You know the inferno and watch them burning and, you know, Rome burning, and it looks awesome.
Take your notes
awful.
And study them, and then, you know, what, go to your, like, oh, go down to the lab and
figure out how to be part of it. Yeah.
No,
figure
I'm going to say.
No.
Get
the
nerd!
They can actually play that for me.
You're the nerd.
Are the new nerd. I am no longer the nerd. I am
and
cool.
And you know what else? Here's why, other than us moving on to Snooki and Gianni, and maybe like one moment between that I noticed between Situation and Ronnie. The reason I know I'm right is there's not much for us to talk about. That's why it was that.
You're
other than
wrong.
This, like we're gonna, okay. Listen, before I noticed one thing that was interesting when Ronnie tried to wake everyone up with what was it called? Swacking? When he was trying to wake
swacker.
Everyone up.
He's a swacker. You know why there's
swacker,
nothing to
jacker.
Talk about?
Why,
because
gumdrop.
Look at Kev's notes compared to mine. He didn't write anything, which is why there's nothing to talk about. Look at everything I wrote.
All right.
This episode was so interesting.
Let me make my point. Okay,
oh
two notes.
Oh, my
notes.
God.
No.
Literally two
you
notes.
Guys, Ian look at these
her
notes.
Note. Her note, by the way. We got to read her notes. They're amazing.
My notes.
Her note, her big note is Dina. That's her, like, Dina.
Okay.
That's the
now
note.
Wait, now, Ian. Now, is this, are you the type? Is
why
this gonna,
are you ganging up
Ian,
on me? Right
this,
give me my notes.
Ian, is this going to, like, embarrass you in front of your intellectual friends at your cocktail parties? Are you going to be the type that's, like, coaching her in the background on what to say? Okay, tonight we're going out. Just don't say that much. I mean, you can comment if someone says something, but just, you know, is that what you said? That's what you'll do, Ian, with her? Like, you're
Kevin,
already controlling her.
You've heard her opinions already.
By
clearly,
way,
she's very
listen,
capable.
Nicoletta.
Thank you.
Nicoletta. So
thank
with,
you,
so
Ian.
With this, you know, see, that's it. That's how he lures you in. But you're
how is he learning? He is taking
said,
up for me because you're over here trying
and
to dagger us.
And he was the one that said your notes, you had one word note, Deanna.
Back to Jersey
that's
Shore.
That's like the most, like when you flirt, when guys flirt, they love to kind of like put down the girl and like make fun of them and then be like, oh, you're
so
cute.
So that's what he's doing?
That's what he's doing. Like, oh my God, all she wrote was Dina. That's how you flirt with a girl.
Are you flirting with me, Ian?
No, you guys are. They're amazing. They make me sick. Get off my
show. They keep doing this.
Anyway.
Oh, am I touching you?
But you know, I noticed that.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
The wedding is coming.
Ian Kaiser so sick.
We're going to get our own reality show, I'm pretty
sure.
Yeah, 20 years.
Pretty much
all right. When Ronnie came up to the... When Ronnie woke everyone up, what was going through my head was, wow, he's trying. He is trying too hard. He's trying to create a TV moment. We see Pauly D do that. Situation is his rituals. It's like, God, it's
the
just
kiss,
not
kiss, kiss.
It's just not you, dude.
So obnoxious.
Well, I wrote it down in my notes. What was interesting was that Situation and they all behind his back, said the exact same thing. It was like, you know, get your own life, you know, get your own gimmick.
That's why I have been over Ronnie and Sammy since day one, because Ronnie does not have a personality. The rest of them have deals. What does Ronnie have? That one random commercial that airs sometimes for some like bodybuilding shit.
No, and he's very stiff in it, but
using all of Pauly D's lines because he's been sucked into Sammy's world for so long he doesn't even have his own personality.
Well, by the way,
he's finally trying to read a
story.
But
we've talked about it, and this is what led to his fight with Situation, because he has been jealous of the Situation having all those trademarks and gimmicks and things and having this big career out of it where he hasn't.
Because of Sammy.
No, because of him being
Because of
so
Sammy.
So you think he's charismatic
single
enough?
Single Ronnie is charismatic. Have we not seen single Ronnie go crazy?
He's two speeds, you guys. He wouldn't be able to keep that up.
People would love single Ronnie. They
do like Ronnie with Sammy. Indicate they do. They do. Sorry, Mari.
That's how
Tweet at us and let us know, and Kev and I will have a bet. We are betting. I vote people don't like Ronnie and Sammy.
Whenever Ronnie is single, all he does is get drunk.
He gets blind.
Yes, he doesn't know what to do with himself.
No. Listen,
he doesn't know what to do with himself.
When single Ronnie comes on, I get so happy. When Ronnie's with Sammy...
What did you say, Kev?
Turn it off.
Thank you.
Mic.
Yeah, your mic's off. Jess, listen. Jess, what did I say from the beginning? I said, I need a computer genius on this show. We went over it. Remember,
Ed Bowling.
10-hour meeting, closed door. We consumed how many pots of coffee? It was crazy. Things were getting thrown against the wall. We hammered it out.
Steroids. We did
the wax board, everything, right? And what the conclusion was, the formula this year was, I need a computer genius on the show. We got one. Yes. Remember, we were talking about getting the pool man. We talked about the clerk at 7-Eleven.
They were unavailable.
But then I said, I need the biggest partiers. I need the trash. Uh-oh. Just get me the broom, sweep it into this room. I said, I need the hardcore partiers, right?
Right.
And tonight, you clearly see what happens when I don't have my rookie, Roxy Rookie Stryer, stomach pumped at 14, then pumped amazing. Again at 15. Sorry. Hardcore. And then you brought me the Saddle Ranch girls, amazing, hardcore parties from 15, full-on bartenders, and... reality show stars in their own right.
So you like the party girls because they agree with you? I'm lost they sit right back now. And they agree with you? Is that why you like them?
No, because they lived the life.
They understand.
I don't present that image, but I lived the life,
waking up on a boat in Miami.
And then you didn't even lay the guy.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't do that.
You
think my team?
I've experienced the annoying friends, you know, like I've experienced
that's nice.
No, I think he likes the party girls because they're too drunk to disagree with him, and they just sit back and they agree with him.
And
you don't
this.
Like me because I am
no, Mari, I
Mari,
love
debating you.
I've been hitting on you for years. What are you talking about? I love you.
It takes to get drunk.
I just don't like you.
And are you questioning my party credentials?
Ian.
Ian
got like drunk for a month and then quit drinking. Right? Wasn't that your scam? Yeah, no, he like went through some.
Cancun and, you know, in Chicago.
You didn't drink at all. No, you were I give you this. I've said it on the air. The best dry partier I've ever met in my life. I totally will give you that.
I'll take that.
He's amazing. All-star dry partier. Listen, Mari. So don't want to get too far away from the show. You're off to your dad's party tonight, right?
No, on Saturday. My dad is turning 65 years old. And for those of you who don't know, who everyone doesn't know, my dad is a crazy partier. He got drunker than me on my 21st birthday. He got sent home from the bank, the nightclub
in
Vegas.
That shows weakness.
Like, he vodka bottle on the table to the face. And my friend was like, do you want a glass for that? And he goes, I don't need no fucking glass.
Like Marty's a legacy partier.
Literally had my best friend pull me up. She was dancing on the banquet. He goes on to the banquet. He's 65 now. He fell down the other end. The security had to escort him out. At my sister's wedding, he was blackout drunk, gave someone the Heimlich maneuver, and then someone turned to me. He goes, your dad's a fucking badass. He's drunk, and he saved a life. That's my dad. He's turning 65 on Saturday. We're having a Cirque du Soleil-themed party at home. Everyone's invited.
What's gangsta.
Yeah, he's totally gangsta.
He's OG.
He's OG.
He rides around in a limo that says Jugular on the license plate. That's how OG he is.
Now, listen. I don't, you know, Mara, you might take your headphones on for, off for this part, but let me tell you something. Like, that family, you know how much dough's there, Ian? Like, we got, I got to, like, fix you up with Mara.
Someone's got to get involved with that.
Yeah, what am I doing
with... You ain't doing nothing with me. You wanted a 20-year-old. Now he's assuming.
I'm telling you, now I know the old man's drunk and he's loaded. I'm going to roll him. I got to get in on that. Mari, come on. Like, give me a shot.
He's crazy. Yeah. I can't say his name.
This would be a great family for me. I'm telling you. Great family for me.
Would they let Kevin leave him to his devices and fund his insanity? Would it be... Or if you got together with him, would they be legit? Would you have to do finance or something? My mom is always looking for someone who can
provide me the lifestyle that I've been brought up with. But I'm going to provide myself that lifestyle.
All right, so then I just live with Mari. Everyone's invited to his 65th birthday. Take some of your notes because I, honestly, other than talking about Snooki and Gianni, I'm done. I don't know what else.
Wait, we didn't talk about Snooki and Gianni.
That's what I'm saying. Other than that,
I hate Gianni. Snooki needs to be single. She's best when she's single.
We agree with that.
Okay, who hates Gianni?
Yeah, we're getting a show of hands. Oh, interesting. The Kaisers don't mind. the Kaisers actually like Gianni. That's nice.
How in the world do you like him?
I mean, he's hot. I'm sorry, Ian.
That's all it takes.
Because he's a gorilla juicer?
He's a gorilla, and I think he's perfect for her because they look so cute
together.
But he's
so uptight. Okay. He's holding her back.
Look how he handled the phone call tonight.
You know what? Maybe someone needs to hold her back because honestly, everything right there is just, no. Okay, meatballs, I don't like it. She needs someone who can just tame her down.
Wait.
Nikki needs to be tamed down. She does.
I just watched Haters, Mario Lopez's new show.
Yep.
Snooki was one of the girls that he had on there, and a Snooki hater was brought onto the show.
Right.
And Snooki was upset and brought him and his entire family to her house, cooked them an Italian dinner, just to show the type of girl that she really is, family values, and...
Okay.
The entire family, I mean, they kind of went harsh on her. The guy who was actually a hater, he was kind of a douche, and I think he just had a crush on Snooki. But the parents...
Yeah, he was just unlikable.
Yeah, we're legit.
You did the after show for that, right?
We did, so Great. Check that out in the archives. But the parents, you know, the mother was like, I would never let my daughter watch that. That's trash. You guys are disrespectful. And by the end, they learned that her name is Nicole, and that she actually is, other than this show, a good person.
I'm not saying that I hate her. I'm saying that she needs a guy to tame her down because on this show, she's a hot mess. I mean, who wears fur boots to work? Like, let's just be real.
Snooki.
Like, she really needs some fashion help. Like, she just
does. But
this
is Snooki.
But that's why you love her.
That's why we love her.
That's why you love her.
And that's why she's the most...
She embraces her drunkenness. She embraces the big bows, the poof, the whatever it is that makes her look crazy. She embraces it. She rocks it, and she's drunk.
So I thought they were forcing this, like, subplot where they're all kind of, you know, rallying around Snooki. She's sad, and they're all there for her. But we're going to see next week that this guy comes, and he's going to tip over her world. Do you think that he really is just a conservative guy, or is he looking for camera time?
I think he actually genuinely likes her.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think he genuinely likes her.
All right.
No one would be that protective if they didn't genuinely like the person.
And I mean,
you don't think
he's
into the fact she's Snooki?
No, you'd think so, but I don't think so.
No.
Interesting. Jesse, what do you think?
I don't think he's into her because she's just Snooki. I think that was the appeal.
Initially, but now he likes her?
I think he really does like her, but I just think he's too much of a douche. I think he's just too much of a big baby.
He needs to let loose.
He's not a douche. He's just uptight.
Yeah. The whole beginning of this episode with the phone call.
He does look
like
one of those like conservative Guidos, like those that they're just so old fashioned. They're like little old men, even though he looks like he's got the Ed Hardy going and all that. But like he probably is like get in the kitchen and cook
like
that kind of.
I might get crucified right here, but someone like Ronnie and Snooki, I think, would be cute together. Because Ronnie is
aesthetically
a sweetheart.
Speaking.
Yeah, I can see that.
No, but he's even a sweetheart. He's, you know, he knows how to party and have a good time, but at the same time...
He has a sweet side to him. Yeah. You know, we saw more of it the first season, but as we always talk about, like, the fame and the riches has really perverted these people from what they were to begin with.
Sure.
Now, that could have changed them unless, and Ian, I'm going to throw this to you, because I believe it's the Jewish proverb that says power...
The Jewish?
Yes. That's why you guys are going to be great. You know, the Jews, they get tons of money.
You're Jews and totally Italians fine. Go well I mean, together wait, because they have the just, same values.
They do, but listen. No, I want to just say talk privately to Nicolette. But Nicolette, listen. This guy, like, he's going to be able to manage your money, right?
Okay.
He's amazing. And, like, the Jewish guys, they treat their women like gold. Now, they all have mistresses on the side.
I really wish I fit amazing. A Jewish stereotype.
I don't want anyone okay, to, yeah, no, yeah, I don't yeah. want, you know,
Jews don't
listen,
have
you guys
mistresses.
Just make me, oh, no, never. Speak with you, just speak amongst yourselves. No, Nicolette, this is all going to be fine. This is going to work out very well for you. No, that's a good thing.
But I'm not going to interrupt. I'll let you talk me up. It's okay. Fine. But listen, none of that
Jewish
happens
proverb
to be true. But
is
yes.
this. It goes something like, if all you have to do to see the real person is, give them power. So is it the fact that these kids, now that they have power, are we seeing who Ronnie really is? Or was Ronnie just a good kid who was tweaked by, you know, this is a darker side of Ronnie. But first season I agree with you, Jesse. He was very sweet. He had a lot of sweet.
Well, actually, which brings me to a question about Snooki, if she was perverted by power. Because, like, the whole episode I was watching, like, the way she handles work and, like, her work ethic and how she, like...
Yeah. I Snooki, don't think she ever
cared. That's not her real job,
well,
though.
Like, how
that's
can someone like that
real
exist
jobs.
In
not
the
not their
world?
Career. Making pizza is not their career. If
no,
I had
no,
a job
so
that wasn't my career,
he makes a great question.
Then I wouldn't care.
He makes a great question. Just ask what he's...
Well, basically, I'm saying if she had never become famous, would she be able to work just a normal job? And, like, let's say she became not famous.
She wanted to be a veterinarian. She wanted to be a veterinarian.
But I think that was like a child's dream. I don't think it was real. Because I don't think it was real. Because you know, people who I don't think it's real.
And even now, and I question, like, will she never have to work again? Will she always have a level of fame? Because she wouldn't be able to go back to a normal job.
No, never.
I don't think
it's very clear. And by the way, no, they can't. She's too famous to go back to a civilian job, which is why all the celebs I know that I coach, I say, listen, you know, you better be smart about this because you can't go back. You know, I always tell people one of the most heartbreaking things I remember when I first came out here was I was at a bus stop and a bunch of kids were excited to get on a bus because they had heard Gary Coleman was a security guard down at the mall and they were specifically getting on the bus to drive down to the mall to make fun of Gary Coleman. Now, this is you guys, a child actor far before your time.
Oh,
So Gary Coleman is, you know, he's got this disability for the rest of his life, but he's also, no matter where he goes, he's Gary Coleman.
Right.
So there's never been, and I have another story where he was actually a security guard on a show that I did. And he had glasses on, sunglasses, and a name tag that said Wayne. But it was Gary Coleman. He was 4'11" or whatever. And it's very tragic and it's very sad. And it's why you have to be smart because it's very difficult to go back. I think Snooki's found a level of fame where she's going to be okay. She'll always earn in some way. And she's showing she's smart with it. But I think that, no, Ian, she always had a case of the don't cares. The ultimate case of the don't cares was Angeline, and she proved it in the T-shirt store. No, I don't do this kind of work, whatever. And that's why she's off the show. And she's got to be kicking herself in the ass.
Oh, for sure.
Now, yeah. But with Snooki, no. I think that I've had people like Snooki work for me. And they do just enough. And they're actually mildly entertaining, so you kind of keep them around. But it's always like, no. Oh, I don't want to do that now. Why do we have to clean the bar? Why do we have to da da da? So it would have been more like that. But that part of just wanting to do a little now, yeah, it's just gone.
I think you guys are totally wrong because
Oh, God. Can you get the mic off? Go ahead, honey.
I think that you can't judge them based off of the job they have for reality show. Of course they aren't going to care about serving pizza. That's not their career. I worked at a clothing store for 2 summers in high school, and I didn't give a shit about that.
I love Mari's reference.
But I care about being a journalist. I will always give 110% to my journalism career because it's my career, whatever job I give. But my clothing store gig, I hate it. And I didn't give a shit.
You
can't judge me based off of that.
Because I can't judge you, period, because you represent about 2% of the world that actually has a dream and pursues it. Now, let me tell you how it works for the rest of the world.
No, Snooki had
they
a dream of being
clothing stores from age. We work in clothing stores from age 14. As I say to my niece and nephew, one time we were at the movie theater and they left their popcorn and their candy and all the stuff on the show. I said, kids, come on now, you need to pick up your trash and bring it to the trash receptacle because someone like Uncle Kevin's going to have to come and clean it. We want to be considerate to those people. So, Mari, you don't understand. Like, people, like, they wouldn't have been in the dream world. They would have been in the middle class world of just, like, take a job, hate it, hate your boss, hate your life, and sedate the pain with drinking, music, buying clothes, possessing your boyfriend, possessing your children, being too involved in your friends' lives. Just there's a whole host, the internet is all cheating. There's a whole host of things. So it's hard for you to speak to that point. Congratulations, because you've had a wonderful life. The rest of us.
You know, that's kind of profound what you just said, actually. That's,
I'm totally sorry. Right, yeah. It's totally true.
Definitely profound.
And these kids were like civilians who were just living that. Thank you.
Kevin speaks the truth.
I do.
Hallelujah.
And now I've come to the other side and I've realized just be drunk 24/7 like these guys, work out, tan, and just, and when you start
don't
to sober up,
chapstick.
Drink more. Okay. And chapstick. Thank you. And that's what I've like, they figured it out before, like.
But when you were doing at Carney and you were working 24 hours, 7 days a week, did you also, but was there part of you that found the snooky tricks of like how to evade work and
never.
Like get out
no,
of
it?
No, I thought
you were,
because I had, no, I was
and
in
he's
the
he's always had a dream,
but
and
Squibby,
he's always worked hard. So to tell me that, he is like the male version of Maria.
I had the one, no, I was in the 1 or 2% at a certain age. I hit at around 22, 23. No, I did. I was in that 1 or 2% club, so I did all the crap work to get to my dream. But doing crap work with crappy people now, it was frustrating because I used to try to pull the dream out of them to get them to be more motivated. But no, it was just all about like, no, like, we can't get that punch clock, that time clock fast enough to 5.
Oh,
so
I
we
feel
can,
you.
Yeah, get out to our nightclub or whatever it is we're going to do. And the more drunk they get, the more hungover they would come into work, the more it was my fault. So always, you know. So anyway, but that's not just my.
It's still that way at AfterBuzz. Nothing. Nothing has changed.
Yeah, we've done. We had a little bit of cleanup, but yeah, okay. That generally was the way. It was my fault.
I love doing the show because it's so different from the shows that I host. Because I like write down a rundown. I type it. Jesse prints it out. We go through everything.
Right, you can
exactly.
Still do it. Listen, we do that on Boardwalk Empire and some of the other nerd shows. But like, you know, on this show we don't. It's like, you know, it's different. It's different.
I mean,
but
they're a hot mess, so we can, you know, be.
Yeah.
But I think that these, you know.
People love our nerd shows. My nerd show was the most downloaded podcast on iTunes last
one?
Week.
Get
check
your
it!
Nerd!
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was the
really?
Most downloaded podcast of iTunes
Wait,
last week.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
It was.
Beat Breaking Bad.
Well, we thought it was Breaking Bad, but then Phil made me change the top podcast to the other top podcast, which apparently is the official.
Check it. People love the nerd show.
This is our flagship show, though. This will always be what launched after.
Yeah, but guess what, though? But Ian, you know what I'm thinking now? Because all these other shows are coming up. This is like the later years. Like, we got cocky and, like, we got fat. And now this show is, like, crumbling and falling down and it's dropping in the ratings. And you know what happens? Then, like, it gets worse and people get fired and people get more bitter. And I'm getting nervous because we had that top spot for so long. But now, like, I'm hearing all this talk about the, yeah.
How do we interject some life into it? What do we need to revamp the show?
We have to get one of the kids on.
Yeah, we gotta get the guests. That's what sets you apart. You got to get the scoop. You got to get the guests.
Yeah, we have to get the guests. I think actually we need to, maybe for the finale, we have to do something live like we've been talking about with an audience.
I don't know. Would anybody feel comfortable talking this way if Snooki was in studio? Like, can we talk about them like this?
Are you kidding me, Snooki? I feel like I would
belly shots on the table.
Yeah. and what? I was berated by last year's hosts, which is why I fired them all, because I was the one that said... I was the one that said that she's completely progressive and that 10 years from now, people will look up to girls will look up. Women will look up to her for going out and owning it the way she did. Drinking like a guy, picking up members
God,
of the
I
opposite
hope she's
side,
not a
like
role
a guy.
Model.
I'm just saying in that regard and being honest and not having to be waif thin and not being like, oh, my God, that's, like the little skinny white girl. Like I need to be like a zero. Like, no, F you. This is how I am. And I'm happy with who I am and I'm not embarrassed. And there's a lot of things that won't come up now. Because remember this other thing, people. A prophet is never esteemed in his own time.
Well, can we play that music
where is
again?
It? Missed the cue.
What is going on? You are a prophet.
Words of wisdom.
Profound.
Over here.
Yeah, but see, it's like it must be like too much. Because Ian's the one that's getting all that. Ian's got the models all over him. right?
Because I said hyperbolic.
Yeah, was that what it was?
Hyperbolic.
Anyway.
Wait, and can the same be said about the situation, do you think? One day he will also...
No, he'll get credit for... funny and quirky.
For coming out finally saying he is gay, embracing it, and the gay population loving him.
Allegedly.
It's not allegedly.
Those are the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Mari, you're going to law school.
That was the wrong cue. It's an AfterBuzz exclusive situation.
This is my own opinion. This is my own opinion. The situation, situation is gay.
All right, Mari, your assignment for next week.
Too much tea right now.
Mari's actually looking into going to law school.
Yes.
I want your assignment for next week is I want you to look into the legalities or the liabilities involved with making those kind of statements. So if you come back to me,
my opinion.
No, I want you to. You're answering too fast, counselor. Look into it. Come back to me next week. Okay.
Can I make
no
case
one can
that
deny
he's
that
he's
the situation
gay.
Is a happy
he's
guy.
Gay.
He's a happy
that's
guy.
What you're alleging? That's your opinion.
He is allegedly overcompensating.
Okay. We're moving on.
He's allegedly hooking up with a bunch of girls to mask the fact that he's gay. He is allegedly packing as many bags as the girls. So because he's gay.
I want to talk about if he's going to be gay. If he's actually gay or not. Actually, I think that's
allegedly.
No, let's go back. No, yeah, will he be... You're saying Snooki's going to be looked up to and revered.
She'll be more respected. If he gets any respect at all, it's because Jim Taylor is very creative.
And because he allegedly came out of the closet, embraced it, and became an alleged gay figure.
Very funny and very creative.
Yeah,
he did, and it stuck.
And it's clever.
And then he allegedly walked in the gay pride parade with a flag.
It
is clever.
He has a clever...
See, Ian, change chairs.
Come on. Did he really do that, Mark?
Oh, my God, he's so upset.
No!
Okay, get the two Jews. No. Get the two high IQ Jews on this side.
Look at that. Yeah, you guys and your money. That's awesome. Now look at that team. Okay. Now Ian, you ended up with the dowry, but that's all right. I got the 20.
Eventually, we're gonna have a little AfterBuzz minion over here. If we keep people are gonna keep coming to our side.
Yeah.
You don't get that joke, but don't worry about it.
Yeah, no. I'm Goyim. I understand. God damn. Yeah. No one's down on the Gentiles more than me.
All right.
Nobody. You know. What did I say today? Announced in front of the whole Emmy's gift suite, right? I said I have mad Jew envy. mad Jew envy.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Everyone wants to be a Jew.
So want to be a Jew. But you know what sucks?
And that's like the last thing I want to
be.
That's part of the scam. That's part of the scam. It's like, I just hate being a Jew. Oh, please. That's what I love about it.
Is that how I talk?
It's
amazing.
Do it. That's part of the scam. That's why I need to become one. But it's damn hard. You know when you're a Catholic?
You know what you do?
I can make you Italian. I'm Italian.
Italian?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Can I tell
you what stinks about our deal over here? Can I paint the picture? Let me paint the picture for Mari and Ian. Two happy Jews. The father's going to love you for being Jewish. Your mother's going to love her. All the money's going to come together, which is amazing. Ian is like, Ian is going to so support your career. He's just going to be.
I am very supportive.
Yeah, he's going to be amazing. And by the way, I'll give you this, Ian. Ian won't
give me something.
No,
Jesus.
Ian won't have the mistress. He won't. He won't.
Jews don't have mistresses.
No,
Jews
none
don't
of
cheat.
Them. No,
Jews don't divorce.
No, they have. They have mistresses, but anyway.
Jews don't have mistresses.
Jews get divorced. The Italians have mistresses.
No, they have gumats. They have gumats. But again, because they're sloppy, they're open about it. No, the Jewish, you never know they have the mistresses. That's why.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like Fight Club.
If we get married, you will never first know about rule, my mistress. I promise.
No, because Jews don't have mistresses.
First rule of Jewish Fight Club: there is no Jewish Fight Club. There is no mistresses. That's why
Jews are so exclusive that when you knock on a rabbi's door to try to convert, he will not open that door.
That.
You have to try again.
You have to
turn you down over and over.
Memorize
you have to
songs.
Prove you want to be a Jew.
Exactly. No,
we're
you have
so
to more,
exclusive.
More than that. You have to learn. You have to study. You have to work at it. Let me tell you how you get to be a Catholic.
Okay.
Ready? Here it is.
What y'all know about Catholic.
Oh, Father, hi. I want to be a Catholic. Okay, son. I see you're breathing. Yes. Come on in. Door opens. That's it. You're a Catholic. You're in. Great. Here you go.
Exclusive.
Oh, do I have to wear? Yeah. No, just come on in and show up church whenever you want. That's cool.
After Buzz TV exclusive.
Whenever you want. Come whenever you want.
Wait, I'm thinking about joining. So what are the benefits?
Oh, no, you're not. What no one benefits? Would ever leave.
Oh,
you get to drink.
No, no, no.
What is your due? You'd never leave.
Wait, will I still have allergies? That's
okay.
My big question.
Okay,
if I become Catholic, can I get rid of my allergies?
Let me give you all the benefits.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll be able to drink a ton. All of a sudden, all those like aches and pains and ailments will be gone. All your neuroses will be gone. However,
only because you're not complaining. However, about
playing the godly music,
Ian,
I am converted.
No,
you
I'm
still
not
rehearsing.
Ian, there's
you
more.
Still
can
about
I finish?
Them.
There's more. Okay, you'll
you
have all. That. You'll be completely codependent. Okay, you won't be able to stand up to your bosses. You'll be paid less. You'll think you're worth less. You'll die. You usually die anywhere between your early 50s and late 60s. You might buy a couple of years. Geez, I'm probably leaving some stuff out, but let me get back to you. But thank you.
Oddly enough, all the stuff, I think it outweighs the
you?
Stuff up front totally
worked. It work?
Just to be it's clear, my leaving. Allergies and neurosis was
but
like
no,
done. And,
but no, on the flip side, Jewish people live to 98 to into
both
their
of my
hundreds.
Great-grandmothers lived till past 100.
Yeah, they
both
do.
But they lived in Florida.
No, no, no.
They lived
and,
in Miami.
And by the way,
and
let me
Florida,
be the first to say,
go.
No one mentions that about your culture, how long you live. It's not a genetic thing.
You live a damn
it's,
long time.
It's part of your culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of your culture. And because you guys are healthier.
Because we're all doctors.
No, you're mentally healthier. The culture's healthier. The religion's healthier. It's a whole scam. I got to get in, but it's too hard to get in. Now, let me.
Very
so that,
warp,
so
very
listen,
warp perception
that's
you have.
Be,
of
so you guys, religion, that's but. Your thing. Now, let me flip the coin and tell you how okay. Nicolette and I are going to go.
How are we going to go?
So there's a little bit of an age
I'd
difference.
I'd like to hear that.
At first, tons of fun. A lot of partying. It's going to be, like, amazing. All that
she
stuff.
She loves that idea. Yeah. Cheryl, their face just lit up.
It's going to be a blast. Then, I'd say, I don't know, what would you say? Maybe year 5, 6, 7, the fights. Yes, thank you. The fights, right? The things, yeah, the, okay. Yeah, you know, her throwing a bottle at missing my head by a few inches.
I don't throw bottles.
No, not yet.
Not
no,
yet.
No, no. This is by your
are you saying
20.
I'm going to be feisty later?
I'm saying like... that's going to be our relationship. Nice apartment down on Venice Beach. I'll be bartending. You know, it'll be like one of those
scraping
things.
By.
Yeah, like our weekends will be like, you know, a little bit of surfing, cooking out on the beach. Just, yeah, it's going to be that kind of thing.
Obviously,
a lot of partying, a lot of drinking. And then there'll
we
be.
We need to get to know each other first.
No, listen. It's going to, this is by year 7. That's when we find out we don't really know each other. And that's when all the blowouts are going to come. And it'll end
okay,
tragically. And then she'll be on to her next guy and probably hopefully she'll have a shot to evolve to say, know what, now I'm ready to get my juice.
You'll get worse.
No, no I will make a lateral
downward
move,
spiral.
Or no, I will go down. I will definitely go down. So anyway, here we are. Let's talk about next week. I just think we're going to see.
Wait, I'm going off your notes now. So I think they shouldn't do a
thank
drunk
you.
And bug. What does that mean?
We have to get
drunk
out of here.
And bug.
Drunken bite.
Oh.
Okay, my predictions are that Snooki's accident, the whole drama with that, and I can totally relate to that. I was, like, the worst driver in high school. Like, you guys drive by Harvard Westlake on Coldwater Canyon every day?
Yes.
I parked behind St. Michael's Church. Do you know how far that is? That is more than a mile walk to Harvard Westlake. You want to know why? Because in junior year, I hit my best friend's car in the parking lot. And then I literally was such a bad driver one time at a party, I backed into a car because I claimed I didn't see it. Like, that was my excuse. So I ended up moving a mile and a half away from Harvard West, like, just so I could park with no cars surrounding me. I was that bad of a driver to the point where Dom, he's our house man, he every
love day. Houseman in Twitch.
Every day?
No, went, I'm not giving it. What are you, crazy? You think I'm giving this seat up?
Every day.
I'm not a house man.
Dom would come home.
Now you got Dom
as a house man.
Guess what?
You Dom, know what I he's got, Filipino. I love him.
20-year-old supermodel. Look at this.
Can Dom pick up my dry cleaning?
No, but
Dom,
every day I came home from high school, he's Filipino. He would say, Marty, you hit your car again.
My life is going to be so... You are so
I don't need a happy ending to pick up after myself.
I got Dom picking up my dry cleaning. Yeah, Venice will be awesome.
Dom is on to flower arranging now. Dom is doing the flower arranging for this party.
For a wedding?
Yeah, my mom sent Dom to flower arranging classes.
Oh, my.
Switch it up. It's cool.
My family's
no,
crazy.
We do have a tweeter, though. Somebody said to lock up Snooki forever. They said lock her up forever.
That's scary.
That's what they tweeted crazy. About the accent.
More haters. We don't need that.
Yeah.
Don't worry, sweetheart. It's okay.
Was that a good one?
Sorry, daddy's here.
Hold on. There's a better tweet. Hold on, you guys. Oh! Oh, can I bring up the whole cheating thing? Do you guys think that's cheating?
That is a good point.
Let's bring that up.
Oh, wait, yeah. How did we not talk about that?
We're talking about juice for too long.
Yeah.
I love talking about juice.
I love talking about juice.
You know the ratings just tanked when you started talking about juice.
It was
just,
no! The ratings went skyrocket. See, have a little confidence
Mari,
in your juice.
No, but Mari's like, but Mari, it's Ian, tell her the whole scam. The scam is not to be like that. It's to play it like Ian. By the way, Ian's a master poker player.
Don't play it subtle.
They play it so subtle. Oh, my God. They never come out and say, we're the best. No, that's the stupid Italians. The Jews are always like, oh, it's so hard to be Jewish and quietly win. Whereas the Guidos come out, it's like, and the Greeks, too, are so loud and in your face. And then, no. And then they just trip. No. Ian, will you teach her? She's young.
Wait, is there anybody we haven't stereotyped yet? Can we really
just...
Oh, my God. Jewish men are subtle. Jewish women are loud.
Asians. All right. We can talk about that.
So back to the cheating.
Why are they listening to you?
I don't know. Ian, what do you think about that? Do you think that it's cheating if, let's say, you know, your wifey over here, Mari, would make out with a girl? Would you consider that cheating?
She Mari can do whatever she wants as long as I'm, you know, as long as I'm driving a nice car. As long as I'm compensated. Thank you. That was the one I was looking for.
I think
those,
show some respect.
The honest to God truth, I think those things, I think it's important to have definitions on the relationship. Those things need to be discussed in advance. And
I think it needs to be discussed in advance if you hook up with a girl when you're drunk. Is that okay or not? I mean, when I enter into a relationship, that's the conversation I have.
But, and the other thing, the thing that does, that you do have an out, like, I think it's not, if it's not okay, if she brings the friend into the picture, it suddenly becomes okay. Like, with the guy and the two girls. And that's your out.
But tonight was cheating.
Is that really? Yeah. That was kind of misogynist.
That was not cheating.
Everyone just looked at me like, how dare you say that?
Listen, sweetie, now that you're going to be running the show with me. This is what you do with these clowns. You go around the room,
okay.
You get their opinion, and you move on. So you hit Mari.
Oh, I already go got the...
You okay. got, so Mari okay, said, Mari. And then when
it's
you're done
not
with
cheating.
It, you said you're done, and
it's
you move on.
It's not cheating. If it's with a girl, if it's with the same sex, it's not cheating.
I wouldn't
and
want
Gianni
my,
agreed
I
with
feel
me.
Feel like...
Oh, okay. My wife is so progressive. Mari, I am so happy. I have such an open-minded, wonderful woman in my life.
So you would want your boyfriend to be kissing different guys?
No, but guys don't kiss guys when they're straight. But girls can kiss girls when they're straight. Katy Perry.
Can we have my wife, please, is co-hosting the show. Can we show some respect? It's her segment. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Mari,
if you feel disrespected, you tell me and I'll deal with that.
Right.
Ian, you're done. Mari, you're done. What about you, Kevin?
I happen to think it is cheating. I think it's, in fact, the way they were getting into it, they were groping each other, that went beyond. I've seen girls kissing at a bar, at a club to look cool. That was some serious groping.
They're friends.
Dina was really into it. And
Dina's a lesbian.
I say cheat. I really do.
Allegedly.
I believe she is.
Okay. Jesse, what do you think?
Yes, it's cheating. Absolutely.
I totally is it my turn? Can I?
Okay.
Oh, so I can go. Okay. I totally agree, Jesse, because I really wouldn't want my man. If the tables were turned, I would not want my man, you know, with another dude. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so no,
let's just be real here.
So
okay?
No, I can't make up with Gaylords.
No, you cannot. I am sorry.
Right. Well,
I'd rather you tell me, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm just not feeling this right now. You know, I just want to.
But Jesse, as long as I don't do it when I'm with her,
you know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's cheating.
It's cheating. All right, excellent segment. I think my little lady's really doing a great job.
That'd be good.
All right, so
if
now,
you like that little lady, watch her next on America's Next Top Model. Me, the little lady, and Jackie.
Jackie Moran, another model.
Let's go.
All right, so and we just kidding. That's our predictions and everything, right? And no news and gossip this week. Guess not. Okay.
Producers Kevin Undergaro and Joel Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
Buzz you later!
Bitches.
Bitches.
Cheers. You later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.